بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. The question that I'm going to pose has two parts. In fact, answering the first part requires an answer to the second one. The answer is positive. I want to see if our death predestined, it has been in fact clarified from before, and if yes, so what is the story like while one has an accident, and he was the cause of his death in that accident. Even this sort of death was predestined or not?
About death, or what we call it, we have it in Quran as ajal. We have two kinds of it. Mm-hmm. They call it ajalul musamma and ajalul mashrut.
True.
One is the absolute and the other is conditional.
Very true.
To make it easy to understand, imagine that, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for a person to live, for example, for 100 years. But this person, he himself, do not care about his life. For example, he eats bad food, fats, and he doesn't care about his health. And for example, he or she has heart attack at the age of 50. Or for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for a person to live for 100 years, 80 years, the person may commit suicide. Or may, for example, the person may drive while he's drunk and he kills himself and the others. And many other examples like this. So there is one exact point for each person, which is mentioned for Quran, لا يستقدمون ولا يستأخرون. That is a certain one. If a person lives to that point, surely and certainly, he will or she will die at that point. But also there are some other points in the life that maybe a conditional one comes to them. Mm-hmm. For example, you know the story that once a man was going towards the desert,
yeah,
and one of the infallibles saw him, and he said that today this man will die. The man came back from the desert, and they saw that he is safe and nothing has happened to him. And they said, you said he will die today, mm-hmm, and nothing happened to him. That infallible told him, he was carrying some, wood. He told him to open the wood. When they opened it, they saw there is a scorpion in the wood. And then the infallible asked him, "What did you do today?" He said, "I was working in the desert, and while I was coming back, there was a person. I helped him. I gave him something." And
this donation helped him.
This is the cause that it delayed your death. Mm-hmm. This scorpion, it was supposed to kill you today, but because of this good action that you did, your death was delayed. So you see, sometimes for some people, there's a conditional death. If the person, suggestions to be kind to your parents, it makes you live longer. To pay charity, to visit your relatives, salatul arham, to visit your relatives, to be kind to them.
So these sort of actions postpone the kind of death.
Postpone these kinds of conditional death. Mm-hmm. So there is some conditional death that if you practice good things, if you practice some special facts, you can delay and postpone the death. But there is a certain one that when the time of that kind of death comes, there is no
way
delay.
Around. It will be. Nice explanations. I think It's like a capital that Allah Almighty gives someone to spend it in a certain amount of time. It's up to us how to spend this capital. In fact, if we make best use of it, we will be benefited from its presence. But if we cause the accident, it means that we spend that capital in wrong way.
www.wayislam.com